Shimon Pazi would say that many of the names listed in Divrei Yom actually refer to the same person. He brings an example from a pasuk that refers to Basya as Yehudia. She's called by that name because she repudiated Avodah Zarah. The pasuk also says she bore Moshe, yet we know she only raised him. The teacher that someone who raises an orphan is considered to have given birth to that child. The pasuk then refers to Moshe as Yered because he caused the mon to fall to the Eden. He's referred to as Gedor because he fenced in the behavior of Yidden by giving them a Torah. He's referred to as Chever because he connected the Yidden to Hashem. He's referred to as Sochai because he acted as a protective covering for the Yidden with his tefillahs. He was referred to as Yukasiel because the Yidden looked towards Hashem with hope in his days. He's referred to as Zanuach because he pushed away the avarice of the Yidden. He's referred to as an Av, as a father, three times in the Pasuk because he was a father, a leader in Torah, in wisdom, and in prophecy. The Pasuk then says, that Basya was married to Mered, who was Kalev. He was referred to as Mered because Hashem said, let Kalev, who rebelled against the Meraglim, come and marry Basya, who rebelled against the idolatry of her father's house. Pasuk says, Asher Hagla Mirushalayim, Pasuk Megillah. Rava said, the teachers of Mordechai went into Galus on his own. Pasuk says, Vahi Oymenes Hadassah, was her name Esther or Hadassah? Mary says, her name was Esther, and she was called Hadassah because the Tzaddikim are often referred to as Hadassah. Rabbi Yehuda said, her name was Hadassah, but she was called Esther because she kept a secret Hastara regarding her nationality. Rechemia said she was called Esther because people would say that she is beautiful like the moon, the Istahar. Ben Azai said she was called Hadassah because she was not too tall, not too short, like a Hadass. Rishu Ben Karcha said she was called Hadassah because she had a green complexion. Hashem gave her a special chayin, which made her beautiful in the eyes of all who saw her. Pasuk says, Ki ein lo ova aim. If the Pasuk here tells us she was an orphan, why does the Pasuk then have to say afterwards, Uvimois avi avi'ima? Rabbi Acha said it teaches that her father died during her pregnancy, and her mother died in a childbirth. The kacha Mordechai loy levas, Rameya says, it should be read as lebayis, meaning Mordechai married her. Ve'esheva hana'orois, Rav said, Esther had a different maid for each day of the week so that she can keep track of when Shabbos was. Rav said this means that Esther got special treatment when all the girls were called by getting kosher food. Shmuel said that she was given fatty pork, which was considered to be a delicacy. Rabbi Yechanan said she was given seeds. Shisha chadash from Shemen Amar. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said this is balsam oil. Rabbi Huna said this is the oil from olives which are not yet grown a third. This oil removes hair, makes the skin shine. Be'erev hiba'o v'abayki hishava. Rabbi Yechanan said we learn from here that even the immoral Achashverish did not have tashmish during the daytime. Bati Esther noy says chen. Rabbi Lazar said this means that every nationality thought that Esther came from their own country. Bati lokach Esther lamelach. This was in the cold winter months when body warmth is even more appreciated. Vayev HaMelech has Esther Mikol HaNoshim, Mikol HaBesula. Rav said, Achashreish was able to experience the feeling of a Besula with her and of a Be'ula with Esther. And that's what made her very special to him. Vayas HaMelech Mishta Godol, he made a party and she still didn't reveal her origin. He gave her a tax holiday in her honor. She still wouldn't tell him. He sent gifts to important people in her honor. She still wouldn't say. He asked Mordechai for advice. How do I get her to talk? Mordechai told him, make her jealous by bringing in more women. Maybe then she'll tell you. However, even then it didn't work. Rabbi Lazar explains the pasuk to mean that Hashem always rewards the tzaddik's deeds even after many generations. For example, in the merit of Rachel's special modesty where she took the secret signs given to her by Yaakov and gave them to Leah so she wouldn't be embarrassed. And when she was put into Rachel's place to marry Yaakov, so Rachel merited that Shaul should descend from her. And the merit of the special modesty of Shaul, after being told that Shmuel that he would become the king, Shaul didn't publicize it. He merited to have Esther descend from him. There was a dash in the pasuk to teach that when Hashem assigns greatness to someone, it's assigned to him and all future generations. However, if they become gaivadik, Hashem takes away their greatness. Pasuk says, "Vias mamar Mordechai Esther oisar." Yirmiyah said the teachers that she would show her need of blood to the chachamim to pass them. Rabbi Alima said she would get up from Achashverosh, go to the mikveh, and then go to be with Mordechai. Bayom Mahemu Mordechai Yoyishev. Rechi Rabbi named Rabbi Yechanan said Hashem caused the master to get angry with his servant for the benefit of a tzaddik, meaning he caused Pari to get angry at the Tzar Mashkim, which benefited Yosef, and then he caused servants to get angry at their master to allow for a miracle of a tzaddik, meaning he caused Bixen and Seresh to become angry at Achashverosh, which put the wheels in motion for the miracle of Purim. Rabbi Yechanan said Bixen and Seresh were from Tarsi, and in their native tongues, they spoke because they planned to poison Achashverosh. Mordechai, being a member of Sanhedrin, knew all the 70 languages and therefore he understood their conversation. Achar advarim ho'ela. Rav explained the connection based on the word achar of the rise of Haman to the previous story. It is that after Hashem created the remedy by installing Esther as queen and having Mordechai save Achashverosh's life, only then did he send the machla, the rise of Haman. As Rish Lakish said, Hashem only punishes the Eden after the remedy has been created. However, he punishes the goyim even before a remedy is created. Rava said, first Haman wanted to destroy only Mordechai, then he wanted to destroy also the Rabbanim, then he wanted to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. Hippil Pur Hu Agar. The Brisa says that when the girl fell on Adar, Haman was very happy. He said, oh, that's the month that Moshe died. It must be a month of Bad Mazel. He didn't realize it was also the month that Moshe was born, symbolizing it as a good month for Mazel. Yeshnoi Am Echod. Rabbi said Haman was an expert at saying Lashon Hara. He said to Achashverosh, let's kill the Jews. The king said, I'm afraid that their God will punish me. Haman said, they no longer are careful with their mitzvahs. There's no need to fear of Hashem. The king said, but they have Rabbanon who are careful. Haman answered, they're one nation, Am Echod, and are all judged together. Haman continued, if you're afraid that killing them will leave a void in your kingdom, no worry, because they're before it's been Ha'amim, they're spread out among the nations. You also don't have to be worried that you're losing some benefit because they provide no benefit. They're also spread out, and therefore no one will be left empty. Vidaseim Shinus Mikolama. Haman said, they don't eat from our food, they don't marry our women, and they don't let us marry their women. Haman said, these people never work, they're always claiming it's Shabbos today, it's Yom Tov today. Haman said, they eat and drink, but they embarrass the king. If a fly went into their wine, they would take out the fly and drink it. If the king touched their wine, they wouldn't drink the wine, they'd spill it out. Hashem knew that Haman would use shkolim to pay off the king to make the decree. Therefore, Hashem made the mitzvah of shkolim in Adar, which preceded the story of Haman, and there was a schus that in that schus they were saved. Rabbi said it's a marshal to a person who had a mound of dirt and was willing to pay for someone to take it. Another person who had a big ditch and wanted to pay for dirt to fill it. One day the two met, and the one with the ditch said, I'll take the dirt from you for free. And the owner of the dirt said, I'll give it to you for free. The same as Achashverosh and Haman. They both wanted to destroy the Yidden. When the opportunity arose, neither needed to be bribed to set the decree in motion.